I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Early voting in local and state runoffs begin today, including the race for Atlanta mayor. Voters in the metro area will choose between Keisha Lance Bottoms and Mary Norwood to succeed term-limited Mayor Kasim Reed. East Point, Peachtree City, and Roswell are all also having mayoral runoffs. Other races up for grabs include Atlanta City Council seats and the Fulton County Commission chairmanship. Early voting runs today through Friday before the races conclude next Tuesday with the December 5th runoff election. There will be no voting over the weekend. The UGA Bulldogs beat the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets 38-7 on Saturday. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, Georgia will now face Auburn in this weekend's SEC championship game.
For the first time since 2012, the Bulldogs will travel to Atlanta for a chance at the Southeastern Conference title. They'll match up against Auburn, who defeated top-ranked Alabama on Saturday to qualify for the game. The Tigers bested the Bulldogs in their first meeting earlier this month, but senior receiver Javon Wims says his team is focusing on the present.
We're just taking it one game at a time. You know, I don't think, you know, this team, we don't overlook any opponent because we could be beat by anybody.
The winner of the game is widely expected to be one of the four teams selected to the college football playoff. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The Atlanta Falcons won their third straight game yesterday, beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 34-20. Receiver Julio Jones had one of the best games of his career with 12 catches for over 250 yards and two touchdowns. Atlanta sits in the final playoff spot in the NFC with five games remaining. They'll host the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. It's Cyber Monday, the online equivalent of Black Friday, kicking off the holiday shopping season. And as GPB's Cindy Hill reports, the rising popularity of online shopping may be about more than just convenience.
In its annual survey, Deloitte says shoppers plan to do most of their buying online. Lane Wakefield teaches marketing and analytics for Mercer University. He says shopping is just like everything else in business.
If you can, you know, give somebody something that's better than the alternative, then you're going to win. Online sales are better for various reasons, namely less effort, better selection, and better prices.
Wakefield says another factor is how it looks, especially on social media.
So all these years of people standing in line outside of stores, you know, and wanting to find that best deal, maybe even spend the night in a tent outside of Best Buy, that doesn't look good, you know, anymore. It looks good to be able to say, you know, I spent 5 minutes and found the best deal, you know, without leaving my couch, and it's going to be shipped to my house, you know, by Monday.
He says stores offering experiences you can't get online, like unique customer service, celebrity interactions, or in-store product tryouts, have successfully turned shoppers into free advertisers through social media. But no one knows whether these unique shopping experiences actually prompt people to buy more, in-store or online. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill.
For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.